Now let's ask who could really reform this nation's police departments. The Justice Department has made recommendations but can't really investigate 18,000 local law enforcement agencies. Somebody else might do it, though. Here's NPR's Martin Kusty.
Law professor John Rappaport says he spent years studying police reform before it dawned on him to ask a basic question. What were the insurance companies doing?
I just went on to Google and started searching and was just instantly amazed with the stuff I was finding.
It turned out the insurers were getting involved by trying to limit the liability of the police departments they cover.
One of the first things I found was this pamphlet from Travelers Insurance about how to do a strip search. And I just thought, you know, people in my world have no idea that this stuff is out there, and it's really fascinating.
It was fascinating to him because it seemed to offer a solution to a fundamental problem. Police departments don't usually feel the financial pain of a lawsuit. It's not the officer's personal money, obviously, and even the department budget is not usually at stake when somebody sues. The city's insurer, on the other hand, does feel the pain, and so they try to do something about it.
You know, they look for ways to push police departments in the direction of reduced risk.
That's certainly been the experience of William Riley. When he was chief of police in Selma, Alabama, he says the city's insurer made a point of getting together with him after a use of force incident to see what could be learned.
And one of the things that we did when we had somebody sued us or whatever, we went over with a fine-tooth comb to see if it's someplace that we fell short on it.
Most of the time, the insurer's role is informational. They send out bulletins to police departments about the latest court precedents on, say, use of force. But some go further, paying for special training for the police departments. Steve Albrecht does that kind of training in California.
You know, we're seeing forward-thinking chiefs and forward-thinking insurance companies that are working in partnership, and I think that's a benefit. And if it's driven by the business part of that, then so much the better to get the changes we need.
This kind of hands-on approach is most common with insurance pools. Those are the nonprofit entities that cover groups of police agencies, especially in Western states. As membership organizations, they see it as part of their function to give advice to police departments. Commercial insurance companies, on the other hand, take more of a market-oriented approach.
Ultimately, the way we can influence behavior does come down to price.
Tim McAuliffe is with a commercial insurer called Ironshore. He's actually a little dubious about this idea that insurance companies can promote reform. He says companies like his don't really get into the minutia of recommending best practices or training to police departments.
They may do like a conference call. If it was specific to a police incident, they may ask for a conference call with the police chief. But that's generally as far as, you know, as I've seen companies go.
Still, insurers tend to understate their own influence, in part because they don't want to be seen as dictating policies to local law enforcement. Joanna Schwartz is a law professor at UCLA who studies how police manage liability, and she agrees with John Rappaport that insurers can play the role of an honest broker to force a city to learn from its police department's mistakes.
They are highly motivated to do this because it affects their bottom line. And they're not constrained by any of the political counterforces that could prevent a city council or a mayor from pushing hard on a law enforcement agency to reform.
Political counterforces, which she believes have been at work in some of the nation's biggest cities, such as Chicago, which typically don't rely on insurance to pay out legal settlements. In those cities, the payouts have simply been absorbed by the larger budget over the years. And now the police departments find themselves in the middle of major crises over the use of excessive force. Martin Kusty, NPR News.